Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
We've created a free self-care checklist and it's ready for you to download today. On the checklist, you'll find 50 brand new ideas to practice self-care. And it's not just bubble baths. Download the free checklist today and be reminded of the importance of practicing self-care. Head to themerrymakersisters.com/self-care. All right, let's get into the episode. Welcome to this Get Merry podcast episode. We're so excited to be back in your ears. It's 2023 for you guys, but we are actually recording this episode in 2022 as Emma is preparing for her 7-week holiday to Italy. Are you getting excited?
Well, it's still a while away because this is pre-recorded. Like we are in, what are we in? We're in October. So there's a lot to do before that and I'll be excited, I think, like the week before. Like I'm excited. I've been excited all year, but
I'm
it's
like,
not.
What? All you do is tell me about your travel plans and where you're staying.
Yeah, but it's,
how
I mean,
excited
like,
you
but
are.
But I'm not like, oh my God, I'm going. Yes. Like I'm not like that. Like it's just, it's. I don't want it to be too soon anyway. I have a lot to do before then.
But no doubt our next episode will be a recap, I'm hoping, of your Italian food diary.
Yes.
Amazing. But that is not what we're talking about today. It is a new year for you, which means you have probably already been bombarded with endless messages like Bikini Body Challenge or 12-week quick fix or 12-week New Year's Transformation Challenge. Enter some kind of physical transformation goal.
Yeah, it's
in a
very,
certain amount of time.
I mean, it's very typical of New Year's and
fitness
programs. I mean, New Year's is a really great time to create a goal, I think. It's also a great time to be like, nah, I'm checking out for goals. I'll start in February because it's so cliche, right? New year, new you, that kind of message. New year, the best year yet, blah, blah, blah. I mean, we always say any day, any time of the year is a great opportunity to create a new goal. And sometimes you can tend to wait until New Year's and it's like, don't wait, just do it whenever you want. Do it in September, do it in January, do it in February, March, April, May, you get it. But what we don't like about the marketing, obviously, around New Year's is the diet culture rich, you suck now, you'll be better if you do our program kind of message. And the reason you'll get better or be pretty or be more beautiful is if you lose 10 kilos or whatever it is. And it is just BS. And it also really plays on our emotions because probably many of us have had a really great December, great Christmas. Yeah, maybe we ate a bit more than we usually do. Maybe we drank a bit more. Maybe we didn't exercise as much. Oh, wait, because we were having so much fun with our families and friends and celebrating life itself or whatever you choose to celebrate. Maybe you went on holiday. And it's like, geez, like give us a break. Like can't we just enjoy and can't we just – what if we did just put on weight? Oh, well. Doesn't matter. Do I need to feel crap about it? No, I can just get back to whatever I was doing before or decide, okay, I want to make a change, but I want to make a change in this really positive way without thinking that I'm going to be better if I do lose weight. It's not about that.
Mm. Yeah, I think a good thing to try and learn to accept is like this fluctuations with our bodies.
Yes.
Like why do we think we should always be the same?
It's not true. Like it's not possible.
Like it actually isn't possible. And I think especially like, you know, as women, we can talk to women more because we are women. I think it is like understanding, you know, like we go through many changes in our lives. Like there's like so many different roles that we play. Like well, I can imagine like, you know, when you have a baby, like of course your body changes and that would be a whole other thing to like accept. And like I think that some people struggle with that. Like I've seen like my friends struggle with that.
Yeah. I think all change can be really hard to accept But when we practice acceptance, it becomes like, it's like a muscle. Mm. You get better at it. And it's not saying that you don't, like, if you have changes and you don't like them for whatever reason, or you want to do something else, that's okay. But it's like, we don't have to hate ourselves on the journey of it. We don't have to think we are ugly or not good enough because of X, Y, Z, and then make the changes. We can be like, hey, this is what it is.
Yeah, I really liked that quote that you shared the other day on Instagram, and it was like, we can't hate ourselves into a version of ourselves that we love. And I think that just makes, like, it kind of, well, first of all, it makes you think, huh? And then you read it again, and you're like, oh my, this actually makes zero sense. Like, why do I think that this hate for myself is actually going to end in some great result?
Yeah.
A, it makes me feel really bad in my present moment. And B, it doesn't put me in a good mindset to want to change.
Exactly.
I just kind of go down this dark hole of like self-loathing, and therefore I just stay the way I am anyway.
Yeah. And I mean, that's what they also say to, you know, real change comes first from acceptance, from being real and looking at the situation, whatever it may be, this is where I am. All right, what's my next step? If I want to make a change in my life, what's my next step? And it's not like, like, I think, you know, it's been a really big transition for us, even our mindsets around all this, because, you know, I want to look after my health, my mental health, my physical health, like the holistic health, whatever. But being thin, or like being your goal weight, isn't looking after your health completely, because there's more to health. Your weight doesn't define your health.
Yeah, and then it's also questioning, like, how are we planning on getting to that, in inverted commas, goal weight? Because that in itself is more important than getting to the goal weight.
Yes.
Because you could think, oh, like, if I lose 10 kilos, then I'll be healthy. But how did you get there? Like, did you go on the shake diet? Because, like, let's all get real again, that ain't healthy.
Or did you do lots of fasting and eat, like, one meal a day? That ain't really healthy either in my mind.
Yeah. Like it doesn't. That, like, these kinds of, like, I guess, crash diets.
Yeah.
They're not designed for health.
No.
They're designed for weight loss.
Yes.
And as you said, weight loss does not equal healthy.
And I think, you know, people may argue and think, well, no, I need to lose weight. My doctor said, because this, you know, I'm heading towards this disease or this disease because of my weight. But the thing is, a whole other set of health implications can come from a really fast reduction in weight. Mm. I mean, hormones, like, we messed up our hormones completely from losing weight really fast and in a way where we weren't getting essential nutrients and vitamins, fats, whatever, completely stuffed our bodies up. We don't need to do it that way. There are other ways. There are other ways where you can also maintain, you know, a happy, healthy life and healthy mind. I think there's so much mental health issue around these crash diets, because have you ever met someone in a good mood on one of these diets? Like, they're always angry.
Yeah, it's so true.
Like, I'm always, or like, you're always thinking, when's my next meal? Mm-hmm. I can, how many calories? Oh, I can add, okay, I've got 100 calories left in my day. Oh, I can eat this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what life is that?
Yeah, and I think it's like unlearning this idea that our body should look a certain way. Like, or like releasing that goal of like being the perfect body, having the perfect body. Because that's also like where acceptance really helps. Mm. And I think where we've changed a lot, it's like, you know, I used to think that, oh, my goal is to just like look beautiful and like have like the perfect figure and like be able to like wear a bikini with no fat hanging over my bikini. Mm. I don't know why. Like, I just thought that that's what I should aim for, because that's what I was looking at all the time on Instagram, in magazines, and in the movies. But that goal didn't bring me happiness. Like, yeah, I got that body.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put on all the weight, and then I got sad.
Yeah.
I was like, now I'm sad. And like my mind was like, I'm sad because I'm fat.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that. It was, I'm sad because I don't accept myself.
You're sad because you are trying to put, you know, you're trying to, you have such high expectations of yourself, but are they even the right expectations? Like, what? Why do you have this? And that, I think that's where it comes down to questioning your goals and your reasons for your goals. Because, I mean, my goal now is to maintain a healthy, happy mind and body.
And that might be 5-10 kilos heavier than what 10 years ago it Emma is. Was like, I need to look this way.
But it is. I am 10 kilos heavier. Yeah. I mean, I am.
But you're how's your mind now compared much to 10 better. Years ago? Exactly. Like, so it's like there is no, like, so the whole idea of like, when I reach that weight, then I will be happy. It's not real.
Oh my gosh. This is like we've known this. We've talked about this for how many years now, but there it is. All right. I'm happier being 10 kilos heavier. There we go. Boom. Good. My New Year's goal ticked off. Great. Hey, but guys, I could be 20 kilos heavier post Italy. No, like, you know,
if you are, you get a damn good holiday.
All that pasta, all that wine, all that everything.
I hope
all
you
that
enjoy
goodness.
Every bite.
Look, I'm really interested to see how my mindset goes while over there because I, you know, this is the thing, guys. Like, we've done all this work, but there's still moments where I fall back. And I know you the same, Carla. Yeah. Like, and there is a tiny part of me that has, like, you know, this anxiety around the trip because there's going to be so much good food around me. And I want to really experience this culture. I want to be able to excitedly and freely be able to enjoy everything.
You have to embrace Eat, Pray, Love in Italy.
I know, right?
And she says, just get a bigger pair of jeans.
I know. It's like where I bought those drawstring jeans.
I know. I like it. We've already prepared.
I preempted.
We've prepared.
Look, who knows? I feel like it's going to be a great story, a great experience. And I hope, and I'm sure, like, you know, I've got my toolbox of things and I'm going to be doing Pilates and yoga, you know, this, like, while I travel. And if not for my body, for my mind as well, because I love to exercise. Mm-hmm. I love to move. This is important for me. So I will make sure I do that while holidaying around Italy.
I think that what is probably also going to help you is this right now. Yeah. Like how you just said, you know, I'm actually a bit worried about how I'm going to go.
Yeah, like speaking about
I'm
it.
Like you're thinking this might be a struggle for me.
Yeah.
And so that in itself is going to help you be so much more self-aware way quicker.
Yes.
Like, so when you start to like start thinking these thoughts of like, oh my God, like this pastor's going to do X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
Because we've had this conversation, you're going to be like, that's BS.
Yeah.
Like that's not true. One pastor is not going to undo your whole life, you know?
But it's also like, how often am I in Italy? How often?
Exactly.
So it's like, you kind of just, it's like accepting that this is probably going to happen. And what's the problem with that?
Yeah.
And so, whatever. I mean, I think it will be a great time to write about it. So hopefully, like, I have moments, and I'm sure I will, to write about this. And maybe I'll share along the way, or maybe I'll share a piece when I get back. But maybe this is kind of like, you know, that big, you know, final chapter on finally accepting myself, like being able to have a sense of freedom.
Being able to go to Italy and eat whatever you want.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, I feel like, you know, you haven't gone on holiday in ages.
Yeah, no.
And probably your last overseas holiday, you still were in that mindset of like watching what you ate.
I'm pretty sure, like, even though it wasn't that long, I mean, it was before COVID, yeah. So is that like 3 years ago now? 2019?
No, I think it was 2018.
Was that when we went on our last holiday?
It wasn't 2019.
No, yeah, I think it was because COVID-19 happened, but it's not in Australia until 2020.
True.
guys.
So confusing.
I'm pretty sure 2019 is when I went, June.
Yeah, so 3 years
yes,
ago.
Okay. Yeah, no, I was still like, and I was hanging out with someone who was like on keto diet. Mm. So, yeah, do you know what's the worst thing for someone who's had a past with dieting?
An eating disorder?
Yeah, hanging out with someone who's obsessed with dieting. Holy moly. That is one thing. Like, if you have recovered or are recovering, check who you're hanging out with. Check who's surrounding you. Are all your friends now going on crash diets? Yeah. Quit that friend group. I'm serious. Like, just for a little while, just for this New Year period. Mm. Like, find some new friends for a little while. Geez.
It's so easy to be influenced.
I was so triggered by it, but triggered in like, oh, I'm going to start on keto again. And I'm like, I don't want to go on keto. I came home and you were like, what's going on? And I was like, oh, God, it was not good for my mind.
You got home and I was like, I had been to Greece. So I was like,
yeah.
I was like, calamari, saganaki.
Yes.
Excellent. And then I was like, why are we eating chicken and broccoli?
Yuck. Oh, look. Very important. Okay, this brings us onto a great topic, I think. Do check out who you're surrounding yourself by. Mm. If you no longer want to be part of diet culture, if you do not want to have this pressure on you to look a certain way, check out who's in your group, your circle, and change it if you need to.
I think this is why, like, I'm really excited that, you know, our challenge that we came up with 2 years ago has now become an annual New Year's challenge.
I know.
We didn't mean for this to happen, but
it's just so good.
It happened. And it's the 21 day New Year, New You, cross that out with a permanent marker. It's the 21 day I'm already amazing challenge. And I just think it's a big up yours to diet culture. And it's like, I am not getting involved in anything other than something that makes me feel amazing. That reminds me of just how amazing I already am.
And, you know, that for us, that is yoga, Pilates, meditation, because this is a way, as I said, this is the tool that I personally use. Mm. I know you do too, Carlos, to create a happy, healthy mind and body. And that's really my goal. And you know what? Happy mind and body also eats pasta, also has gelato, also eats the cake.
You're going to have the most amazing pistachio gelato and I'm so
jealous.
But it
will be winter.
You are still having
gelato. I know, I must, but like,
have it with the hot chocolate sauce.
Oh my God. Ay, ay, ay. But yeah.
Mamma mia.
Mamma. Oh God, I'm going to come home and be Italian.
I hope that you can speak fluent.
God, yeah, right.
Come on. Our 21 day challenge is going to start on the 23rd of January. And it's 21 days of yoga, Pilates, meditation, and motivation. But the seed, the intention that is planted within every single class, every single time you move with us, every single time you sit and meditate with us, the seed, the intention is that reminder that actually you're already amazing just as you are. And so these practices remind you of that. It's not the fact that you weren't amazing before, it's just that you forgot. And that's the whole idea of Marybody. It's like we're just remembering.
Yeah.
Like every time we get on the mat, we're remembering. And it's not something that just like happens. You know, it's not something that like, oh, you remember and then you remember forever. As Emmy said, like we fall back all the time. Like we fall back into our old mindset habits of like, oh, like I ate this and that means, oh, like, you know, I've got to do this now. So we've got to have a tool that can help us come back to the truth. And the truth is you're already amazing. And it's so simple when you think about it. And like, yeah, you're actually allowed to believe that.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be linked to any if or any dot, dot, dot.
No. But.
It's like, I'm amazing if. You don't need that.
When.
You don't need that.
But.
It's just, I'm amazing. Say it out loud. I'm amazing.
Full stop.
Yell it out. Scream it out.
I'm amazing! Exclamation point.
again.
So these challenges are usually exclusive to our Marybody members. But for our annual New Year's challenge, we do make it available for a one-off payment of $59. So if, you know, you've been thinking about joining Marybody, if you've ever had an inkling that yoga, Pilates, meditation might be for you, or maybe you're just intrigued with this mindset, maybe you think still that like you need to lose weight or you need to look a certain way or you need to go on some 12-week transformation thing, or maybe you just don't feel like good enough. Like Marybody can be a way to change that. Mm. And that's because we've seen thousands of people change their mindset with the Marybody method.
I mean, so, it's actually the most amazing thing ever to, you know, see someone else's mindset change. And we've been honored to be part of it I don't know how many years now. Marybody's been around for a little while now. And it's seriously the best part of our day is to read a testimonial or a conversation in the private group about how they used to think this way of they're not good enough, the obsession with weight loss and the continuous goal to always lose weight. And now they think totally different. And they are in turn way healthier, way happier. And even to be able to share that message that, you know, they then share that message to their daughters and sons or family members, sisters, brothers, mothers even. So it's an amazing thing to observe and to be part of.
Mm. So if you do want to join us, head over to the merrymakersisters.com/amazing and there you can grab your spot for $59. So it's a 21-day challenge, but we will be giving you a bonus week access to the Merry Body app, which means you'll be able to experience over 460 classes where you're able to access them wherever you are, whenever you want, stream, download. It's a really easy to use app. And of course, we are always available for help no matter what your question is. I feel so excited about this challenge. It really is the ultimate way to welcome in a new year because it's nothing like a normal New Year's challenge. It's so different. You start the new year with this like feeling of like, I've got this.
Yeah, and I'm already amazing. I don't even need to do anything. But also when you do the classes, you do feel really good.
Yeah, so. You do. So if you've got any questions, let us know and reach out. Otherwise, we're looking forward to you joining us inside Merry Body if you do. And have the most amazing rest of your day, rest of your week. We'll be back in your ears next week with a brand new episode. It'll be the first episode once Emma is back from her Italy trip. So we will be hearing all about her adventures and I'm so excited.
Yay!
Bye! Bye.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.